During our early commencement of teaching the cranial concept, specific attention was given to an introduction of study and interpretation relative to the articular surfaces of the skull bones in their indication of cranial membranous articular mobility. As a special effective aid in the introduction, enlarged graphic chart illustrations were prepared by Ada M. Sutherland. These lithographic and pen views have hung upon classroom walls wherein all classes of cranial teaching have had session. The charts were especially prepared from normal cranial bone specimens and differ materially from the bent twig types common to the specimens found in our college laboratories. Your attention has been called to this differentiation because of the importance to the formulation of a mental picture relative to the normal specimen so necessary to one's understanding of the mechanisms.